It is time to find out what's happening with the growing area weather. And for that, we bring in our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, a little bit of a break in the action for many areas today, especially the wetter areas of Illinois, Indiana, parts of Ohio and Kentucky and Missouri. There will be some showers and thunderstorms, though, probably erupting on a scattered, isolated basis across parts of northern Illinois and Indiana later on today. But it does look like we're not going to have as much rain over the next few days as we've had so far this week. So we're not looking at absolutely dry weather. There's still going to be some areas where planting is going to be a problem. The planting is incomplete over basically the eastern portions of the Corn Belt, so east of the Mississippi River. And this is all going to be late planted corn, because any corn that's planted from the last third of May on is considered late planted. And because of that, the maximum yield potential statistically is lower. And that's for many reasons. It's just the crop is going to get a late start. And that means it's probably going to have a bit of a shorter growing season. It's also going to be getting to sensitive stages, as the sunlight is not as long in the day. The sun isn't as high in the sky during the day as typical. A lot of factors there. It doesn't mean that you'll have a bad crop if it's planted late, but statistically, the yield potential does go down and will continue to go down with each passing day. That the crop, it does not get in the ground from here on out. So there are going to be some scattered isolated thunderstorms today over northern parts of Illinois and Indiana, and then more showers and thunderstorms possible on a scattered basis tomorrow. They'll form in Iowa tonight and push southeastward a bit. So we do have basically an unsettled weather pattern here through tomorrow. And with that, a few places could get heavy rain, but I think that's just going to be on an isolated basis. A few individual cells may move along and put a little track heavy rain down, but most areas are not going to be experiencing heavy rain over the next day or so. Then it does look like we're going to have dry weather on Sunday. It'll be a warm day Sunday, too, with winds coming out of the south, temperatures getting well into the 80s over most of the Midwest. And then next week, we get another round of rain. And what we have next week set up is an east-to-west oriented front that's going to slowly sag southward. And because it's going to move slowly, that means some places could get a substantial amount of rain. And initially, that rain is going to be across the northern parts of the Midwest, over Iowa, southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And will start to affect northern parts of Illinois and Indiana on Monday. But the areas farther to the south, including many of the areas that still need dry weather for planting, that rain will probably not arrive until around Tuesday or so. But Tuesday and Wednesday is when we expect some of that rain in the southern half of the Midwest Corn Belt. So we do have rain coming in again. We do not have a prolonged period of dry weather, and that is a problem for those places not yet planted. And in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, it is hot out there. We have temperatures that are going to get into the 90s again today, especially in western parts of the belt. Not a big problem, except some of the drier areas of southwest Kansas, southeastern Colorado, and neighboring parts of the Oklahoma-Texas Panhandle area. There it's a bit dry, so there may be a few crops that will get a little bit stressed. Farther north, showers and thunderstorms have occurred recently, and it looks like more will be coming to parts of Nebraska and northern Kansas early next week. So that's favorable for them. For the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, it's drying out a bit, and they need it. In North Dakota especially, it's been very, very wet, and they still need dry weather to get into the field. So they're going to have some cooler weather coming in, and that's not going to help them either. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.